come back over and over and over again. We believe God wants to do some great things in your life, just like He's doing great things in our lives. And He wants to change you, conform you, and lift you up higher and higher and higher. God wants to give you the very best life possible, a better life than we could ever possibly enjoy without Him. So we encourage you to come and be a part. If you need anything, just ask somebody and they'll point you to the right person, and we'll try our best to help you and get whatever that you need. Well, we're in a series that's called The Power of Believing. There is power in believing unlike any other thing in the universe. Believing can save a soul, and that in and of itself is magnificent, but it can do many things. It can do all of these things, work miracles and give you success and a family and life and business. It can give you salvation, a future, healing, abundance, and occupation. It can cause great explosions, good and bad. It can cause explosions in your life to destroy the enemy powers, demonic powers that are at work within an individual that is trying to come and destroy that person and then explode in the spirit dimension so that you can live a life that can do the atomic thing inside of you. And so there's power in believing. Now today what I want to talk to you about is believing through adversity. Believing through adversity. How many has ever had some adversity things you've had to deal with? Yeah? Sure. Well, ought to be irrelevant, huh? Hope so. Hope it means something to you. I believe it does. It does to me. So we're going to be talking about believing through adversity. So if you have your Bibles, look at Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 20. And we'll start there and you can follow me as long as you want to. Of course, all those things will be on the screen for you. And so let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, we love you so much. You're such a great God and good God. We love you. You've changed our lives. You've caused us to become different people. You've worked a power in us through our believing in Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you now as we look at this, I pray, Lord, you'll bless every single person here, that every single person will experience your presence. They'll experience the power of believing in their lives. Father, I ask you as we look at this lesson today on believing through adversity, that, Father, you'll show us that adversity is not a bad thing, that adversity is a good thing that takes us to the next level of life. I ask you to help us and show us this in Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Mark chapter 9 and verse 23 says this. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If we won't limit God, if we'll keep our lives in order in a place where we're constantly stretching and constantly believing God, God's going to continuously do things. And our belief is expanded so that all things are possible. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're needing, no matter what you're believing for in life, is possible through belief. This is what Jesus is saying. If you can maintain your belief, if you can hold on to your belief, then all things are going to be possible for you. There's a good life awaiting every single person if they can believe correctly. You see, now, but what I want to talk to you today about is believing through adversity. Now, I don't want to talk about maintaining your belief through adversity as much as I want to talk about that if we will believe that adversity works good things in our lives and actually will raise the level of our life to the next tier, to the next place, so that we can get closer and closer and closer to the abundant life that God has planned for us, then we'll be more successful. That's what I really want to talk about, is looking at adversity in a positive way and seeing that it's there for something good. It's not just there because God's angry with you or because you've done something wrong and He's spanking you. That's not what I want you to see at all. What I want you to see is that whatever that you're facing in life, whenever you face it in life, if you will properly address adversity in the proper way, it will raise your level of life and bring you up to a higher tier. You see, adversity will do one of two things in every single person. It will make you bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, or better, B-E-T-T-E-R. It will do one of the other things. If you've handled adversity incorrectly, what it's going to do to you is make you a mean, angry person. You're going to be unforgiving. You're going to hate people. You're going to have all this bitterness inside of you. You'll probably be sick a lot. And you'll go through all of these negative, adverse things because you haven't handled adversity as you should. It's stored up inside of you. It's down in your heart, and it's going to produce negative things. But if you've handled adversity correctly, then what you're going to go through life with is a smile on your face. You're not going to be mad at anyone. You're going to be healthy. You're going to have a good life ahead of you. Everything's going to be good. You're going to enjoy people. You're going to be enjoying life, and everything is good. So what you are today and how you feel about life today has a great deal to do with how you've handled adversity in the past. If you've handled it correctly, you're probably a happy person. You're probably content with life. You're probably going on in life. If you're an unhappy person, if you handle adversity incorrectly, you're probably an unhappy person, and you've been held back through all that God wants to do in your life. So these are the kinds of things I want to talk about today a little bit. You see, adversity is a teaching time. God takes adversity and teaches us a lesson through every single adversity that we encounter. Here's what Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 20 says. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and affliction for drink, He will still be with you to teach you. And you will see your teacher with your own eyes. What I want to say is that you will never be all you can be until you learn to properly handle adversity and believe through adversity. What this verse is saying is that with every adversity comes a teaching. God will teach us through adversity. Now, I don't believe God puts adversity on us, but the devil will. And so as we face adversity, then we've got to properly deal with it. And every single one of us is going to experience adversity. Now, what he says here is that I will teach you through adversity. With your own eyes, you will see the results of your handling your adversity. With your own eyes, you will be able to look back and see whether that adversity worked something good into your life and raised you to a new plane and to a new level, or if it worked something negative in your life and held you back and kept you from acquiring all that God has for you. How many has ever looked back at your adversity and see, well, if that hadn't happened, I couldn't have enjoyed this? Has he ever had an adversity that worked something good in your life? Sure. Sure. See, adversity, if you handle it correctly, will take you to the next level of life. I look at my life and I see that often. I see that if it had not been for some adversity that I faced back at yonder in my life, then I would not be where I am today doing what I so love to do. And so I want to see today that adversity is a teaching time. And if you will believe through adversity, you will acquire and get to that place in life that you desire to get to. We learn great things and become great people when we continue believing through adversity. Now, it is in the tough times that our character is molded. Our characters are molded through the tough times that we've been through. You're not molded in good times when it's pleasant and easy. What makes you a good person, what makes you the person that's going to acquire the life that God wants you to live, is going to be the tough times. It's going to be going through the tough times of life that will make you what God wants you to be. Now, in Psalms 4:1, it says this. David says this. Hear me when I call, O God, O my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Now, distress will cause you to do lots of things. And one of the things that distress will do is cause you to pray. And that in and of itself will enlarge your relationship with the Lord. But what David is really saying here is that his life was enlarged. He became a better person in the times of distress. You see, it wasn't, David believed this. David believed through adversity. It wasn't when Samuel came to Jesse's house and poured oil on David's head and anointed him of king over Israel that David was enlarged. It was when his brothers criticized him and called him runt and, you know, and gave him all this bad stuff. It was the lion and the bear. It was when he was challenged. It was when he was in a stressful time or a de-stressed time. It was when he was in a troubled time, in a narrow time. That's when his life enlarged. It wasn't when he whacked off Goliath's head that he was enlarged. It was when Goliath was cursing him. It was when Goliath was coming against him. That's when David was enlarged. It wasn't when David was living in the palace and in the comforts of a palace that he was enlarged. It was when he was fleeing from Saul and living in caves. when he was fighting with the Philistines. That's when he was enlarged. See, David believed that it was the tough times that enlarged him. The tough times that you and I go through are teaching times, and what they will do for you and me and everyone else is they will enlarge you if you properly handle them. They become stepping stones for life. See, here's what David was really saying. David says, it was in my tough times that God, you worked something down deep inside of me that nobody or no circumstance can ever remove from me. It was in my tough times, God, that I learned I could trust you at all times and for anything. It was when I was going through those tough times, God, that you molded my character and you made me who I am. And you helped me take that step to become my final destiny. You helped me through tough times to acquire who I became and what I became. You see, David fulfilled his destiny, and it was through the tough times that became stepping stones so that he could acquire.
Do I even need it?
She's over here. All right. It was through the tough times that God's going to raise you to the next tier and raise you to the place that you need to be in life so that God, so that life will be good for you. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about it. What was it that thrust David into instant recognition to all the people of Israel? When Samuel came to Jesse's house and poured that oil on him? Or was it when he had a tough time with Goliath? You see, it was when David faced adversity that all of a sudden he gained instant recognition. See, he could have went through the rest of his life saying, well, Samuel anointed me to be king. But had he not been able to lead the people through tough times, then he would have never been recognized as the leader, as the king of Israel. It was in those times, you see, that we've got to realize that when we're going through an adverse time, that we've got to believe through it. We've got to believe that it's really doing something good in our life and that God is teaching us a lesson and that with our own eyes we'll be able to see it. You see, Romans 8:28 says this, all things work together for good. We know this, it says. We should know this. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to His purpose. You see that? He has a purpose. And when we realize that He's working everything, every instance, every circumstance, every adversity that we go through, He's working it for good. As we begin to understand that, we'll change the way we think. We'll change the way we live. Listen, this will change your life. When you understand that adversity is only there to raise you higher in life, you will understand adversity and you'll use it rather than let it using you. You got to think about this. Here's this little kid, little David, a child. And God's going to let this little child face this giant. Was it because God was mad at David that He's going to let him face this giant? Had David done something wrong? Is this why David was facing this adversity? No. It was so that David could gain instant recognition. It was so that David could use that as a tier, as a stepping stone to go to the next level that God had planned for him. Had it not been for that adversity, David would have never went to the next level. And so it is with you and I. When we face adversity, we've got to see it as a stepping stone. You see, the enemy sent Goliath to destroy David, but God turned that thing around and used it as a stepping stone to promote David. And adversities become promotions for us. And all things work together for good. And you'll look back at adverse times and you'll say, you know, it was when I cut Goliath's head off, that I was thrust and took that next level of faith, that went to that next level, that next tier that God has for me. You see, it was in everything that David went through, every adverse time, that David was elevated to the next level. See, after he cut off Goliath's head and destroyed Goliath, the next thing that David did was he became a soldier in the army of Israel. He became a leader, and he fought the Philistines. And that was a stepping stone. He defeated the Philistines. And though the enemy sent the Philistines to destroy David,
David used that as a stepping stone to the next level and the next tier to becoming king of all of Israel. And it wasn't long after that, Saul hated David. Saul began, who was the king before David, he began throwing spears at David. He began chasing David all over the countryside in an effort to kill him and persecute him. But David didn't allow that to stop him. What David used that for was a stepping stone. David properly handled that situation. Though he had to live in a cave, though he had to run from Saul, he would not touch God's anointed, and he did what he needed to do, and he used that as a stepping stone to become what God had destined him to become. You see, you have a plan from God for your life. It's a dream in your heart, and you're going to have adversity. Don't let that adversity hold you back. Don't let that thing hold you back from acquiring what God has for you to acquire. Use it as a stepping stone. Properly handle. Believe through adversity. Believe that the adversity that you're facing is working a teaching into you to raise you to the next tier, to the next level, so that God can bless your life. See, when we understand this, it does change our lives. It changes our lives radically. Now, we need to get an attitude about adversity. One thing about King David, he had attitude. He was full of attitude. I liked what he did when he went to fight Goliath. You know, he walked out there on the battlefield to face Goliath, and Goliath said, "What am I, a dog that you send to me, a boy with a stick and a string? What am I?" And then he began to curse David by his gods. And then he said, "I'm going to kill you, David. I'm going to destroy you." Now, here's what Goliath said. Here's what Goliath said to David. He said in 1 Samuel 17:44, it says, "Come here," he said, "and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." Now, did David let that scare him and frighten him? See, the enemy has sent something to stop you. The enemy has sent something to destroy you. And if you'll properly handle it, if you'll properly let it have its perfect work and allow it to raise you to the next tier and give it some attitude, you will conquer it. Here's what David said back to Goliath in 1 Samuel 17:45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." See, David's believing through his adversity. "This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistines' army to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." See, I don't care what you're facing, what Goliath you're coming up against, or you're facing today or tomorrow or next year, if you will look at that thing straight in the eye and tell it, "I know you've come to kill me, but I am going to cut your head off. I am going to defeat you. You are coming down, and I'm going up." Now, if we'll learn to do that and have a life of attitude, we're going to see ourselves accelerate. We're going to see ourselves go up and up and up in the purposes of God. See, adversity can become your best friend. It can be the thing that puts you to where you need to go to live the abundant life that God has for you. In fact, without adversity, we'll never become all that we can become in God. LifeGate Church was birthed from adversity. I came cruising into town. I came blowing into town in 1985, and I had a message of the kingdom of heaven, you know, the kingship of Jesus Christ, the goodness and greatness of God, what he wants to do in all of our lives. It wasn't a message of just going to heaven when we die. It was a message of what God wants to do in our lives right now. And man, I thought everybody was going to be excited about that, you know, to know that we can experience the kingdom and live in that abundant life right now that Jesus came to give us. I thought, man, people would be happy and they would just really love that. Well, it wasn't far into it that I faced adversity. And adversity kept coming. But because of that adversity, there is a place right here, right now, in which you are sitting called LifeGate. It was birthed in adversity. And see, what God will do for you and with me is you'll be able to look back and with your own eyes see what he's taught you and where he's brought you through the times of adversity. Had it not been for adversity, this place would not be here. We would not be here being able to worship God the way we worship Him, be taught the way we're taught, we be experiencing all that we experience. You know, and they said it would never work. They said, oh, that's never going to work. That's going to blow away. That guy's going to blow out of town just like he blew into town. And you know what? They were right. I've been blowing for 19 years. Huh? And you've been blowing with me. And we're blowing all over this North Georgia region. And every time we get an opportunity, we blow some more. And it's because of adversity. See, God will take your adversity. And you'll be able to look back with your own eyes. Use it as a teaching in your own life. And enlarge your life so that you can accomplish what God divinely has destined for you to accomplish. It's through adversity. And you've got to believe through adversity. Whatever you're going through today, whether it's your finances or your marriage or a tragedy, whatever that you're facing at your job or your failed business, whatever, you've got to believe through that. You've got to believe through it and believe that God's going to take that and teach you something that's mighty, raise you to the next tier, the next level, and you're going to go on with God in a greater dimension than you've ever gone before. You see, adversity will enlarge you. Adversity will make you the person that God wants you to make, be made into. And you've got to believe through adversity. The enemy wants to destroy you through adversity. But God wants to take that adversity and use it as a stepping stone to raise you higher. Higher and higher. I want to tell you a joke. Two men were going fly fishing, and they were walking to the river in their waders, and they ran head on into a grizzly bear. Well, immediately the first man starts taking off his waders, reaches into his bag and pulls out a pair of tennis shoes. The second guy looks at him and says, "You can't outrun that grizzly bear." He says, "I don't have to outrun the grizzly bear. I just have to outrun you." See, a lot of people, adversity will catch and destroy. But if you'll get going and if you'll take the proper steps, you can get away from that adversity. You can use that adversity for your advantage. It'll get you going. It'll get you going. See, it's there to destroy you. But if you'll properly handle adversity right, it'll raise you up to the next level. Believing through adversity is saying, "God, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what I have to go through. I don't care what's going on in my life. I am going to believe that through this adversity, you're working something good in my life. I believe that through this adversity, I am going to be a better person. You're molding my character. You are bringing me to my divine heart's dream. You're bringing me to the divine destiny that you have planned for me, and I don't care how long it takes or what I've got to go through. I am going to believe through this adversity, and I'm going to learn what you want me to learn, and I'm going to become the person that you want me to become." Now, there's a story about an old mule that I've heard. I heard Joel Osteen say it, so if you ever hear him saying, he's just reading my notes, you understand. But there's an old mule, and I don't think it's true, but it's a great story. An old farmer had an old mule. The farmer had the mule for a long, long time. And one day the old mule fell into a well. Just fell headlong down into a well. The well wasn't all that deep, but it was deep enough that the farmer couldn't get the well out. And though he tried and tried to drop ropes and hook a leg, and he couldn't get the old mule out of the well. And so he kept trying. And so finally he decided, well, to put the mule out of his misery, the only humane thing to do is just to bury the old mule in the well. And so he went and got his friends, and they began shoveling dirt into the well on top of the old mule. Well, the mule, what he would do is he'd shake that dirt off of his backside, and it would fall down, and he'd push himself up. And so they'd throw in more dirt. The mule would shake and push himself up. Well, they began seeing what he was doing. And so they began throwing in dirt, more dirt, faster and faster. And the more dirt they would throw in on top of the mule would shake and push himself up. And finally, the old mule come out of the well and stood up on level ground. Now listen, all of your life, people are going to be shoveling dirt on you. We're going to go through life with dirt being shoveled on us from this situation and that situation. But see, don't let that dirt bury you. The thing that was meant to bury that mule actually saved that mule. And what I want you to hear, the thing that the enemy will send to destroy you, God's going to take it and turn it around so that it will be the thing that delivers you. See, we've got to learn through our adversities that if we believe that adversities are working good for us and working good things into us, we're going to be like that old mule. We're going to shake it off and we're going to come out. And we all go through times like this. We all go through things. You know, we all get down. We all face situations that knock us down, knock us around. Just because you're getting knocked around today doesn't mean it's got to stay that way. Get up again. But all through life, we face things that knock us around and knock us down. But see, you got to take those things and use those things for your advantage. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16 tells us that. It says, "For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity." Now notice the difference there. One person allows calamity to bring them down, to hold them back. The other person won't let calamity, even though it comes seven times in a day, to stop them. They get up again and again and again and again. And you're going to face adversity. You faced adversity. You're going to be facing adversity. I'm not prophesying this to you. This is what God really uses to bring us up to the next tier, the next level. And if you believe through that adversity becomes a good thing and not a bad thing. It can become your best friend. It can become the very thing that changes your life to a dimension that you've never been able to acquire and experience before. The Bible tells us about Joseph. The Bible tells us the story about Joseph, who was literally thrown into a well, into a pit. You know the story. He went through pit and prison and all kinds of stuff in his life, but Joseph never allowed one of those adversities to stop him. In fact, he used every adversity to continue climbing higher and higher and higher until he finally fulfilled his divine purpose. And that's what God's doing for every one of us. You see, you're going through something. And you will be going through something. Maybe it's your job situation. You got to believe through that adversity. You got to believe that God's got you a better job. And that what you learn in this adversity is going to take you to the next tier so you can have a better job. Maybe you're going through a marital problem or a marital situation. Well, believe that you're going to learn something through this adversity so that you won't have to face this adversity again. Maybe you're going through something with your children or your parents. You know, believe that through that adversity that you can use it and you won't have to go through that again. And you'll raise to the next tier and to the next level. And God's going to bless you. God's going to do something great for you. And maybe you're going through a tragedy, and we all go through tragedies. Well, don't let that tragedy hold you back and keep you down. Take that tragedy and let it be something that you learn from. With your own eyes, you'll look back and you'll see somehow down the way that God worked all things together for good and that you're going to be able to use that and push yourself up to the next level. See, always look at that. Joseph went through all of these things. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 37 and verse 23, it says this, "And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it." Now, did that pit stop Joseph? That was a tough time, wasn't it? His brothers, his half-brothers, threw him into a pit. You know the story? They sold him to the Midianites. The Midianites took him to Egypt, sold him to a man named Potiphar. But Joseph shook it off and pushed himself up. And the next thing you know, Joseph is running Potiphar's whole household. Joseph has climbed back up atop again. But then there's another pit. There's another situation that he has to go through. Potiphar's wife gives a false report about him, lies about him. Joseph goes to prison. There's another fault. What, does Joseph let that stop him? No. What does he do? Shakes it off and he pushes himself up. And before long, he's running the whole prison. Instead of him being in prison, he's running the prison. You see, this is the thing. What the enemy means for evil, God will take it. If we'll properly handle it and believe through adversity, we'll properly handle it. He'll raise us up to the next tier. He'll advance you no matter where you are, even in prison. And you know the story? It wasn't long. They began talking to Pharaoh about this guy named Joseph who was in prison. So Pharaoh calls for him. He goes and he interprets the dream for Pharaoh, and Pharaoh puts him over all of Egypt. And he was able to fulfill his divine destiny because he wouldn't let the pit, the first pit, the second pit, or any pit stop him. Seven times you can go down. But if you'll get up seven times and not let that calamity stop you, God's going to keep raising you up and raising you up until you finally come to the place of fulfilling your divine destiny. God has a plan for your life. God wants you blessed. And if you'll understand adversity, it's going to change your life and give you a different perspective about tough times. And you believe through adversity. You don't let it get you joy. You don't let it get you peace. You don't let it bother your faith. You don't start questioning God. Well, God, if there was a God in heaven, surely I wouldn't be going through this. You know, where is God? People start questioning God. They even doubt God. They doubt God is. You know, well, surely if there was a God in heaven, this person wouldn't be having to face this. No, no, no. Understand what God will do in adversity is take adversity and use it to raise you up, to where you need to go. Raise anyone up to where that person needs to go. Properly handling adversity will bring you to the place of your divine appointment and your divine destiny. I want to end today's lesson by talking about this particular individual that I read about. Give you several points about his life, actually several chapters of his life. He failed in business at age 22. He was defeated for state legislature at 23. He failed in business again at 24. He was elected to the legislature at 25. His fiancée died when he was 25. He had a nervous breakdown at 27. Now, that's a pretty tough life. A lot of pits, a lot of holes. He was defeated for Speaker of the House at 29. He was defeated for Elector at 31. His young son died when he was 41. He was defeated for the U.S. Senate at 46. He was defeated for Vice President at 47. He was defeated for the Senate again at 49. But this guy would not give up. He would not let any of those adversities or any of those calamities stop him. Now, most of us would have. Most of us would have stopped. We would even tell the guy, listen, why don't you stop this? Political offices are just not for you. You know, why don't you find something else that you can do well and just do something else well? But you see, he wouldn't quit. He believed through every adversity that there was a divine appointment and a divine plan for his life. And had it not been for that, had he stopped at chapters 2 or 3 or 7 or even 12, then we would have never got to chapter 13. And that's what I want you to see. There's another chapter for your life. I don't care what you're going through. There is another chapter. Because if we hadn't have got to chapter 13, which says this, Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States at age 51. You see, if he had stopped, we wouldn't have chapter 13. You see, Abraham Lincoln led our country through one of the most difficult times in its history. Now, a lot of presidents have led their country through war times, but not war with itself. Not brother against brother and son against father, with American against American. No president has ever had to do that except Abraham Lincoln. And he led it through a time, a very adverse time, a very, very tough time, because he was divinely appointed for that day and for that hour. And had he let any of those things stop him, had he let any of those failures or any of those pits or any of those holes, any of those calamities hold him back, we would never see what had resulted from Abraham Lincoln's life and what he was here to really accomplish. I have a quote from a thing I read about Abraham Lincoln. It says this, "The will of God prevails." He prayed a lot. Abraham Lincoln was a believer. "The will of God prevails. In the present civil war, it is quite possible that God's purpose is something different from the purpose of either party. And yet the human instrumentalities, working just as they do, are the best adaptation to effect his purpose." See, Lincoln knew that somehow, through that adversity, that something good was going to come of it. That somehow, this thing that made no sense at all, was going to somehow, God was going to take it and turn it around and make every person in this nation better because of that adversity. He believed that God's purpose was going to be fulfilled through that adversity. And it was. And it is. It's because of what he led us through that we're able to experience the America that we experience today. You see, don't let any adversity stop you. Never let anything stop you or hold you back. No matter what pit or what calamity, no matter what you fall into or whatever comes on you, don't ever let it stop you. Use it as a stepping stone. No matter what war you're fighting, no matter what situation you're going through, no matter what Goliath is cursing you, you take it and you use it for a stepping stone to advance to the next level that God has for you. And if you will believe through adversities, your life's going to be blessed. You're going to see God's mighty hand move in your life and in your family. You're going to change the way you approach life. And when you go through a tough time, you'll just say, well, I know with my own eyes, I am going to look back and I'm going to see what God did through this time. It doesn't make any sense to me right now, but I'm going to believe through my adversity. And I'm going to believe that God's going to do some great things in me and through me. He's going to change my character. He's going to make me who he needs me to be to live the life that I want to live. And see, he knows how to get us there. And we've got to accept the adversity, but not let the adversity get us. We've got to get it. We've got to kill it. And we've got to go on. So I want to encourage you today. I want you to tap into the power of believing. I want you to believe that all things are possible if you just believe, even when you're going through tough times, even when you're going through adverse times. I really want you to tap into the power of believing. I want you to really realize that there's a lesson in that adversity. I want you to learn that lesson and use that lesson to take you to the next level. I want you to understand that God's doing some mighty things and some great things in everything that you do, that God will enlarge you. He will change your character. He will mold your character. He will make you the person that He wants you to become so that you can fulfill your divine destiny. No matter what circumstance you're going through or what situation you're going through, use it as a stepping stone, not as a pit to fall in, but take it, and when they shovel that dirt on you, shake it off and push yourself up, and you'll come out of that thing every single time. But you got to believe through your adversity. No matter what Goliath you're facing, and there are Goliaths you face, you got to believe through it. No matter what war you're fighting, and you are fighting wars, then you got to fight through it. But you got to believe through that adversity so that God can bless your life the way He wants to, and you can live the abundant life that's rightfully yours. How many is going to look at adversity in a new and a different way? Would you give the Lord a hand clap? How many? You shout. Yeah, shout to the Lord. Amen. God wants to bless you. God wants good things happening in your life. He says, Jesus came. Jesus said, I came to give them life and that more abundantly. God wants to bless your life. If you're a believer, then there's an abundant life awaiting you. But you're going to have adversity. So learn how to handle it and believe through your adversity.